Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized the study where the authors reported that among recreational runners, females, and those with greater knee stiffness, often runners with a higher body mass, were more likely to develop overuse injuries. They also found that many long-established risk factors, such as arch height and cue angle, had no relation with overuse injuries. In our second post, we introduced the International Ankle Consortium's consensus statement on clinical assessment of acute lateral ankle sprain injuries. And finally, in the third post, we summarized a study where the authors reported that long-term use of energy drinks can adversely affect heart muscle. If we take a closer look at that third post, we find that the authors completed a study of rats to investigate the effects of chronic energy drink consumption with and without alcohol on the physiology and structure of heart muscle. 28 male albino Wistar rats were divided into four groups. The first received tap water as a control, the second received energy drink, the third alcohol, and the fourth received energy drink with alcohol. All animals were given standard diets and water for 30 days. The authors gave the animals alcohol or energy drink via the drinking water each day based on their body weight. In the last 6 days of the experiment, physical performance tests were conducted using a weight-loaded forced swim test, which the animals performed until exhaustion. After testing on the 30th day, the animals were euthanized, and serum and heart muscles were harvested. The researchers measured total heart glucose, glycogen, cholesterol, and protein concentrations. Overall, glucose concentrations were higher in the energy drink and alcohol group compared to the control group. Glycogen levels were higher in the energy group compared with the control group, and cholesterol levels were lower in all treatment groups compared to the control group. While the structural heart muscle changes were observed among animals consuming alcohol, the authors found no structural changes among the animals who were consuming energy drinks. Ultimately, the authors demonstrated that the long-term use of alcohol and/or energy drinks can result in biochemical and structural changes to the heart muscle. The authors reported that glycogen accumulation in the heart can disrupt heart activity and increase the risk of tachycardia, palpitations, cardiac arrhythmias, hypertension, and even death. Decreased levels of cholesterol is also concerning, as cholesterol, which is critical to the stability of cell walls, could lead to changes in cellular metabolism. This data could be helpful to clinicians as consumption of alcohol or energy drinks is prevalent among young, physically active populations. As clinicians educate their patients about dangerous nutritional habits, such as consuming energy drinks, we also need to be aware of other literature that suggests short-term, moderate consumption of energy drinks can improve the cognitive and psychomotor capability. If clinicians only report the adverse effects of these drinks, we risk losing the trust of our patients or their willingness to listen to our advice. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was the CDC's report to Congress on the management of traumatic brain injuries in children. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. Also, if you or your patients are looking for new compression sleeves or socks, please check out Zensa's compression products at Zensa.com. That's Zensah.com. Our co-founder recently checked out their products and thought that they were great quality and would be ideal for individuals who need full mobility but would like the compression to enhance proprioception. For a limited time, you can get 10% off your order if you use customer discount code SMR10. That's SMR10 for 10% off. We'll have links to our posts, the CDC's report, and the Zensa products on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be taking next week off while we attend the National Athletic Trainers Association's annual meeting, but we'll be back the following week. Until then, have a fun one.